Ian Anderson live on this 93 XRT private performance. I would love you to do another song in just a minute here, because I'm a little bit of a Jethro Tull nerd. I'm afraid I'm just going to start talking your ear off and people are going, I'd love to hear him play a song, Lynn. You talk about the acoustic side of Jethro Tull and Ian Anderson. That's really been such an important part of even the early stuff and throughout the career, that whole side of the retrospective that came out in '07, Living in the Past.
Yeah, well, it all started when I was on my way back from my very first foreign trip, a trip abroad to Denmark, where Jethro Tull played in late 1968. And we went over on the ferry and came back on the ferry almost as penniless as we were when we went away. But I had just enough money in my pocket to buy what I saw hanging in a music shop window on my way back to pick up the ferry. And it was a mandolin. And I had no idea how to play the mandolin, how to tune it up or anything. But it just looked a cute little instrument. So I bought this, jumped on the ferry and wrote my very first mandolin song on the way back, which was I Don't Want to Be a Fat Man. And later on went on to play lots of things on the mandolin and then switched to bouzouki and balalaika and a whole bunch of those odd ethnic instruments which have given me a lot of pleasure and a lot of songs, because I use these things to write my songs on. So the sound of them intrigues me. I love new instruments and having a go, as indeed you should. Just pick it up, twang away, blow away, do whatever you do with it and just have fun. Have fun.
What are we going to hear next from the newest album?
Oh, from the newest album. In that case, I'll have to switch gears again.
Oh, no, no, you can play whatever you want. I was making an assumption.
Right. Okay, this is a song about, you know, when you're on holiday, you go on vacation. Sometime in the middle of your vacation, you realize you haven't sent a postcard to anybody back home. It always gets in the middle of the holiday. You think, shit, I haven't done the postcards. So you send your wife or your girlfriend out to buy all the postcards and make her write the lot. That's the way. And it usually happens about Wednesday on your vacation when you realize if you don't send the postcards that day, you're going to be home before they get there. So this was originally called Postcard Wednesday. It's now just called Postcard Day. And it's a song about wishing you were here. The sort of thing we say to our friends when we write our postcards. Even when we don't mean it.